Hi, Mr. Sully. It's Manis Subakin.
Oh, Manis, come in. Lovely to meet you.
Well, thank you so much for agreeing to meet with me.
My pleasure. Please have a seat.
Thank you. Thanks. So I hope you received the questions I emailed you.
Yes, I did. Manis, that's an unusual name. Where do you come from?
Oh, I'm from Indonesia.
Oh, Indonesia. Oh, I've been to Indonesia really? A couple of times.
Where have you been? What part?
Jakarta. Oh. I was always to Jakarta.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Denpasar.
Okay. Other end of the country.
Right.
Okay.
So I know we only have a short time, and I'm really grateful for the time that you give me.
Right.
I don't want to go over the 10 minutes that you've offered. So shall we start with a list of questions?
Okay, sounds fine with me.
Yeah.
It's
I hope you don't mind me recording the interview. Would that be all right with you?
What for?
Well, I have to take notes and then summarize the interview, and it really helped me to be able to summarize later
on. Oh, for your assignment.
Yeah, just for my assignment.
Okay. Sure, not a problem.
Great, thanks very much. So, let's see, where are we? Number one is... in Canada, what kinds of education and experience are valued in this field?
In Canada?
Yeah.
By the way, do you have experience with hotels?
Yes, I do. I've managed some housekeeping departments in hotels in Bali before.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, so you know the industry.
Yes, I do.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if you need similar educational background here as in my country.
Do
you need a master's in an MBA or something like that?
Sure, that certainly can't hurt. But I think, and I would be sure it's the same in Bali. What people are really interested in the industry is your on the ground experience, especially during the down times. I mean, things are great now. Room occupancy rates are way up there, very high. But people want to know how well you control costs during the downturn.
Sorry to interrupt. Can we just jump back a second?
Right.
What do you mean by on the ground? Isn't that an idiom?
Ground. Actually doing the job rather than like what you learned theoretically when you're in school.
So the experience you've had and how
right.
you worked your way
right.
up in a hotel, for example, is that valued?
Yes, that's valued, certainly.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Now, you asked what other things are valued. I think right now... China's really hot. You know, Canada's trying to get recognized as an approved designation
right.
By the Chinese government. And
mm-hmm.
we're anticipating that there'll be a real boom in Chinese tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyone who has any experience with that group is also has an advantage. I think that's, you know, that kind of experience is in demand.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've had some experience in that, so that's
really?
Good to know.
Okay.
Yeah. Not actually from the mainland, mostly with people from Southeast Asia and Hong Kong.
Okay.
Yeah, so it might be a different clientele.
Right.
I imagine.
Right.
Okay, I'm aware of the time, and I'd like to move to the next question,
sure.
if you don't mind. Next one I have here is, in Canada, what skills and abilities are particularly sought after when hiring for a position like this?
Skills.
So what kind of skills are you looking for?
I guess we covered that a little bit with, you know, talking about just that you have experience but I guess it's the soft skills really, you know. And then
sorry to interrupt again. What do you mean by soft skills? Does that mean like interactive skills,
people skills?
Okay. Conflict management, that sort of thing?
Certainly, yes. Conflict management, good communication skills,
mm-hmm.
good delegating skills. Communication really is the key, isn't it?
Right.
Appreciation, what style of management you have, whether it's really hands-on or being able to actually leave someone to do a job and back
okay,
off.
Okay, I understand what you mean. Great. Did you say something about computer skills?
Oh, right, yes. So computer skills are also very valued. You know, more and more things are getting computerized in the hotel industry. So,
could you give me an example of the type of computer skills? Like, be more specific.
What
do you actually need? You need to be able to type, of course. And
so, for example, here at Columbia Hotels, they have their own proprietary software for cost controls. And
so is that like for entering clients in the computer and then tracking all that?
No, it's for controlling costs.
Controlling
your inventory
okay.
and making sure that you're not going through, you know, for theft and guest theft and employee theft and and just wastage and things like that. So that kind of computer program and some experience with that kind of cost control program is really valuable.
Okay,
also.
Great. Thank you for that. I'd like to move to the next question.
Okay.
What are some of the rewards and challenges of working for this company?
For this company, okay. Well, Columbia Hotels is very responsive to market trends. Mm-hmm. So that's rewarding because it's nice to be with a place that really stays on top of things.
Mm-hmm.
And also I really feel that we value our employees and we really make an effort to show that. And with it being so hard to keep good employees, it's nice to work for a place that has really made that a priority and has strategies for keeping good employees.
Can you give me some examples of that? Like, are there bonuses or...
There are, to give you a specific example with our restaurant staff, there are bonuses for... increased sales and bonuses for the length of time you've worked for us, your flexibility around scheduling, things like that.
Okay, great. Now, how about some challenges? Can you mention any challenges?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, this organization is very responsive to market trends, to changes. What that means is that we're in a process of continuous change. And on bad days, that can seem a bit overwhelming. So I think that's one of the big challenges of working here.
Right. Okay. My next question is, what's the range of salaries in this field in BC? Like, what could someone...
As a department manager?
Yeah.
Well, I would think, I mean, of course, there's a wide range depending on the quality of the hotel, the size of the hotel, the location of the hotel. But I would think that... You could expect as a very minimum a starting salary of $50,000 at one of the smaller properties. And then the sky's the limit. I mean, not literally.
Right.
But it's hard to keep good people. It's hard to find and keep good people.
Right.
So.
Okay. And my final question is, you've talked about the Chinese as a boom trend.
Right.
Are there some other trends that in BC? In the industry?
Sure. There's a number of trends. Of course, with the Olympics coming in 2010.
Oh, right.
There's a lot of debate around how that will impact us. People are expecting a more diverse guest list, in a sense. More diverse clientele as a result of the Olympics. I'm not so sure, but that's one thing.
So sorry to interrupt again. By diverse, you mean people coming from different parts of the world?
From places that we haven't been getting a lot of guests from.
Oh, okay.
We don't get a lot of guests from the Middle East, for example.
Okay.
So will that increase? Another trend, well, there's been the trend that's been going on for a while now of moving towards suites. So there are some properties now that are 100% suites. They've converted all to suites. And then, of course, I guess the biggest trend, I guess you could call it, the biggest issue facing the industry is just finding and keeping front-end staff. You know, the younger, lower-paid employees don't hang around for a long time.
Oh,
so there's a thought that we may start employing more retired baby boomers.
So that's another trend you see.
Part-time jobs, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a possibility. That's something we're looking into anyway. And of course, so that would be quite a bit older workforce, which would change things quite a bit, I would imagine.
Yes, it would. Well, that's all my questions. I'd love to talk to you longer, but I promise I just take 10 minutes. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
It's been my pleasure.
Perhaps we can meet another time to talk about my experience with Chinese.
With the Chinese.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be very interested to hear more about that. Sure. Well, I'm off to the States for 3 weeks now.
Okay.
You've got my email address.
Yes,
why don't
I
you
do.
Email me in about 3 weeks' time and we'll set something up.
Great. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.